Monday the 28th of January, Kof Aleph Shvat, Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Hirsch, Sizzitz Binyoni Tevila.
Toistin, Bechoy Dachtani, Chtani Shal Tevye, Shvemis Ha-Chtani Yudus, Madach Mechabed Ben. The Yisoy that's brought down in the Rabbi Ruchem brings it a lot. His Tastarion, Daf Chochma Musa, it's done a kuda, it's called the Ascholah. Rabbi Ruchem was not with that. This is only the Ascholah. The person only has Ascholah, and he bases it on a Rabbeinu Yonah in Perek Dalet Ovos Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah within it talks about Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. So he says a lashon that Ki loy lo adam darker, but derech shabachal. It's not exactly the lashon. A person only has, since a person is given Bechira, the Bechira is only mamash the first minute. Just in the beginning. That's the importance of the Ascholah. The beginning is that's the Keveya. Since a person has Bechira and he chooses Toiv, that he puts himself on the right track. And once he already, after the Bechira, after he already chose it, the Shishani, under my Sengans. Says that's the pshat, Tchar Mitzvah Mitzvah. Bemis, what is Tchar Mitzvah Mitzvah? Tchar Mitzvah Mitzvah? There's no Tchar in this world for Mitzvah. It's not the real pshat, he says, Rabbeinu Yonah. Tchar Mitzvah Mitzvah is not that you get a Mitzvah. Tchar Mitzvah Mitzvah is that since you chose to put yourself on the right way, so that you chose Betoiv, so immediately you're going to get opportunities to do more Mitzvah. That's pshat, Tchar Mitzvah Mitzvah. Because the Ascholah, that's the Nekud, and that's Hashem, at Tzibur, the Mesasif, every morning to start the day the right way, the Torah way, which is the right way. Avada, the Hoyben Azachem, that someone only brings Choshev Zach. And I was approached to come speak here today. I brought to mind a vote. I was once on a plane, and I met another Rosh Kol. We were both on our way to America. We're both in the same business. So we each like gave a crest to each other. Oh, or again, no, Nachamo. I said, because of Admota, you know, just constantly, you know. He said, I'll tell you a word that he heard from Avdon Segal, who heard it from Rebella Lepian, I think. Rebella Lepian also had a yeshiva in Kelim, and for that yeshiva, he constantly traveled. I think that was even his Abdullah, because he came to London. And the war broke out, and he stayed here. That was our son of Rebbele Yochan. Son of Rebbele Yochan used to travel all around Litter for Kelim Yeshiva. Also, he once came to the Chabad Chaim. He said, Ad Masak, constantly on the go. I'd rather sit in Yeshiva and be able to be my Mitzvah. Chabad Chaim told him, a pshat in a posik. Chabad Chaim. The posik in Tilim says, posik kufyut in Peret, kufyut on it. Posik says, teref. Nosan di reyo, Yiz Golan and Brisa. So Chabad Chaim touched teref, Midrashim tiruf, to tumut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives tiruf li reyo. Why? Yiz Golan and Brisa. This is a cheshbon. Yiz Golan and Brisa, you should Hayid, Roshkoil, Roshiva, Ma'adab Tayyar, travels around. You're not just traveling around. I mean, Avada is trying to raise money for his yeshiva. But the chat is, you come to a place, people here, back and forth, so Chabad Chaim told him, that's what the Chazik said. No, when I was approached to ask to say something over here, this figure came in mind. No, a gelegenheit, opportunity to say some Divi Chizuk. I'm talking to talk about the Nyonim of one of the Arbor Dvon Tzrich and Chizuk, the Gemara Namad Deis and Brochus, Arbor Dvon Tzrich and Chizuk, one of them is Tefillah. Rashi says over this, she's chizuk, she's chazik odom ben tomid b'chol koicha. That's pshat chizuk, tomid b'chol koicha. Constantly, you have to be with chazik in these four things. And tefillah avad and avad. Tefillah is a zach that the milumoda creeps in very much. Yeah, people daven every three times a day. You go to davening, it becomes as a ritual. The milumoda has a big achiza in tefillah. you know, Kippur davening, Rosh Hashanah davening is less because it's only once a year, but every single day, Shachas min Chamayos, the Izzim Ganser Shtaka Milimoda. And against this Milimoda, that's Nazuchim Eitzes, like Rashi says, She's Chazik Odom Behen Tomin Bechol Koichen. So it's good to mention the Chavis Avovitz and Shah Chazin HaNefesh. This 30 Cheshbonus HaNefesh that a person should make, rather than the last Kuzia Gdol and Tavshin Mem, I was a young Bachar, remember? The Ger Rebbe, what I'm here to learn, Daf Yemi in Yerushalmi, the Vision Rebbe of Bnei Brak, here I am, since the 30 Cheshbonus HaNefesh, so every day, so then one Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Cheshbon Arbo Ve'esra. Chavitz Arbo says, Shetechashiv Im Nafshecho, make this Cheshbon HaNefesh, V'siz Bo Eno, you should be Toveya, Al Kol Inyan Shenesiya Shev Eslo, Me'in Yone Yidiyah Zeh Olikim Et Erosa. Anything that you know about, in Me'in Yone Yidiyah Zeh Olikim Et Erosa, V'divrei HaRishonim, V'chidis HaChachomim, V'in Yone HaTfilas. Anything that you know, ever since you're a young child, and when you started growing up, and since you started learning, you should have to learn everything all over again. Anything that you have a idea in from when you were a child. Why? The tzura of how we grasp things, when a person has a shvacha hakara, he doesn't understand things as well, as when he's older, einem kitzurosa etzul misha hakarosa chazaka. When you get older, you understand things better. V'chol asher toisef hakarosa adam, yoisef beir binyonim. The older you get, the better you understand things, you'll be more mavur. Okay. Al to nuach dai tocha al nashen etztai belibcho betchilas lumudcho meinu anyonim amtsupokim v'varat hamukas. Don't rely on what the tzir that you have in your heart from when you learned it when you were young. Nonvos yet. When you're ready, fully grown, your seichel is choizik sichlecha, like a rosa. La'ayim b'seifa tayot elukim. To learn chumash all over again. V'sifre neviyot and neviim. Kimi shalir lomad mehem ois. Make believe as if you never ever learned chumash, you never learned tanach. It's anayi limut. V'mamash kimi shalir lomad mehem ois. You don't know. V'targal atzmuch ha'lefarshom, u'levayram, u'lezboinu b'miloysom, u'lezboinam. Mamish, everything you should learn kilo, you never learned it before. U'mashe soivlis min anyonim, u'mashe yesh mehem kipshutoi, u'mashe yenik kipshutoi, more on that. U'mashe yesh mehem nira, u'mashe mehem nistor. Selik tasa. Oh, then he says, v'chein tasa b'tfilois u'v'zishbochis. The same thing goes in tfilois. Not only in Chumash and Tanakh, also in tfilois. May istake bimiloisam to learn pirush amilas magamas in your name. What's the matter of this tefillah? Why? Kedei she tihiye ve'eish she tadava ben lefnei elu kechof yoidea mashe moitzi l'shoichem na milois. You should know what you're talking about. Mashe mevakish libcho b'inim. You're talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you don't know what you're saying b'chol. Fal tinik b'chol ze kimina gimei anarus. Don't act in this inyan as if you were a child. Just say the words out without. Well, either she is davening. You cannot daven as if you're davening like a child. And it says right. Don't let gaiva creep in. Don't let yourself. Carried away and think that I'm not going to. There's no change. I know. I understood everything then, and I understand it now. Don't make believe as if nothing changed, and I know exactly what I'm doubting the same way as I understood it then. I know it today. Kize mi pitui hayeto lecho shirashel oitcho meayin mechakor lemitzu zenyonim. V'yitam ben echo shato chom chongomo lo sechter meumo mashato tzorchle sinishtemes. The person has to mamish, go back to davening, the siddur, the chumash, as if he never ever learned, never ever davened before, never does it. Mamish von Onibon. Zetman do, just like we know, we met, constantly you have to steigen learning. You have to steigen tefillah. Tefillah is a zachas b'dachas nem steigen. you cannot stay the same way, you cannot do the same hakor, the same ideas. So a maaser brought down b'shem Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer used to meet quite often with the Reb Chaim, Fashidna, Askonis and Yonim in those times. And Reb Chaim Oizer once remarked, he says, it's a merdig azach. I meet the Reb Chaim every so often, and he's an old man already, and I always see that he's tight. He's not the same that he was, I met the time I met him before. Reb Chaim is tight. Old man, I also see him. He's 100, I mean, over 100 when he was this time. I see he's tight. He's always steigen. Chavot Chaim, noch an Hand, gesucht zu steigen. The Lekut Mashgiach, the Nasa Vachter, who brings down in a Sefer on Tefillah, that Chavot Chaim, once, when he was saying brachas, at home, or in shul, wherever it was, when he came to the brachah of Shlo Yassani Goy, he stopped. He's burning him for a couple of minutes. Afterwards, he explained himself, before I go, say a brachah, Shlo Yassani Goy, I have to make sure that my rep is going myself. Ashloy is any goy. Darf man wissen, ich bin tak, kann ich kein Stück goy. Ich habe ein Stück goy in sich. I can't say, Ashloy is any goy. Chavot Chaim. No, we talk about the Chavot Chaim. I was worried that maybe he has a goy shah shkofe, a goy shah nhoge, a goy shah dot. No, the Chavot Chaim had this fear that, you know, before he says Ashloy is any goy. That was the, he said before he avoid this. When he talks about the broch of Ashloy is any goy, he says, is that loshen? Before he says, before you make this bracha, ki yitin ha'odam el libo. Goydel ha'simcha v'achedvo, the gewalde ha'simcha b'ma sh'yotza, hu boro oysa ha'yoytza v'habori yitzale, b'soy chadash b'nei Yisrael. First of all, you have to bring into your heart a gewalde ha'simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me as a yid. V'lo yotza hu boro oysa ovid gilulim. Imagine it be a goy v'o yoy vidu m'shtachva l'kachov ma'zolish, you know. If you look at the going, these stupid fools, they go to the mosques and they go to the churches. What are you going there for? V'loi hoye yoydeya aklal mehaboyre melukusi yisbarach v'yisal ezichredad. Imagine not being a yid. And gam loi hoye yoydeya aklal mitoyrosa akdosh v'asmimo. Mugviroyza v'chloyza v'chachmosa v'neflo. Shanachnu yoydi mitoyrosa akdosh v'shonosa lanu. No chazach. If we wouldn't have been born a Yid, we wouldn't have known the Azar Torah. No, the Torah is Aruch Me'at Mida, a Gevaldik a Torah. We wouldn't have known, being born a Goy, we'll grow much worse than them. And when his misbeinu that, Tigdal Simchosa Ad Shekemat, his batel mitziusoy hagashmi. If you makmish misbeinu, Azar Zach, and then you come to Azar Madrego Simcha, Ad Shekematel, Ad Shekemat, his batel mitziusoy hagashmi. We roi vachuka vahislavus, Me'ava be'lekusa yisbach v'yisal. It's pashtos hagashmius. Just thinking that I was born a yid and not a goy. As that simcha has to bring in. Ve'eich lo yivah leivah odom mamish ko'eish boi eiro be'vachoseh brochazu miroi lechedva la simcha. Ve'iti shavach v'ado atzuma b'machshavte al ze asher bocha oisar b'chelkoi b'goroli. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, I was born a yid. I know what this is the Eibishter of the world. I know this is the Torah of the world. The Chochmas of the Torah. And said, Mamish HaSimcha that I wasn't born a goy. Before you make it, Hashem Leitzan, he goes, that is what's mezok. In fact, he says, when you make Hashem Leitzan, he ovid. Imagine being a laborer, works in the street, Hashem Leitzan, he ovid. Like, if I'll look at Simcha, just if Ms. Boynan, before you say it, the Chavot Chaim, Chavot Chaim, before he said Hashem Leitzan, he goes, what am I saying now? Mordechai Schwab, I come from Monty, Mordechai Schwab, Tzaddik of Monty was called, Zaitigazach, but he used to make brachas at home before he went to yeshiva. I mean, every bracha loud and clear. But his rabbi was in the other room. Before he came to bracha, Shlo Yisani Isha, he almost said in a whisper. You know, like, Isha, no. Can't have the but you don't have to hurt somebody else. You know. That means the Alkapon and the Eisik in Ishposhet, and Medav Gutar Heintrach and Vos Mezot, and Vos Medavant. I know the Kvutze of Sveis Tamir Chachom and Vakshi Ashleimus in Yerushalayim. And Shushivas Magdishurim. They have a Vav, every week, or once every 2 weeks, or whatever it is. They have a Vav that they learn all year round the Al-Khet. All year round, you know. Al-Khet not to just... No, no, no. you look a little bit in the Masa, Shtekel Pirish, you know, all year round, the one who knows what that's going to say on Yom Kippur and Achet. It's going to this was Mazak. Davening, you know, just a bit to get be able to sing Val Kula, you know, that this was Mazak. Noch a wichtige Negidia in Tfilo. It's very, very mufus in the Silas Yisharim. I saw that Moshe Shmuel Shapir, one of the tellers of Moshe Shmuel Shapir, it says that every day before davening, before he went to Yeshiva, he used to chazar this Moshe Shmuel Shapir. Talks about Yer Shamayim, but he mentions Tfila. V'hine shloishe dvam perik yutas. V'hine shloishe dvam tar shi yistakel ha'odam yizboin heitev. Kedei shi yagi al zes ha'yira. In order to get to Yer Shamayim, that's a goodness boin ha'zan. Ho'echot, שהוא עומד ממש לפני הבר יסברך שמוי ונויסי ונויסי אימוי פשוט יהיה זה מס המעט מרק רבי נשלל אף על פי שאין אינוי של אדם רואי אהו even though you don't see him but you ממש standing in front of הקדוש ברוך and you יהיה מס המעט מרק רבי נשלל ותראה כי זהו היויס הקושר שהצפר בלב עוד מציר אמיתי this is one of the hardest things that a person can have and it's a ציר why? ים אין החוש אוי זה לזה כלל There's nothing to be mamshel standing for Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it to this or to that. There's no tzir. There's no the chush doesn't have any tzir that it can be messiah. That this is similar to that. Everything else. You want to explain something, so you want to explain this is doing it to that. That's it. Without a standing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, yam ein achush oizel zeklam. So that's what's much harder to be kaveh this inyan. Omno mishu bal seichel nochon. So, emes the richtig sechel. B'ma'at is boinus. B'ma'at is boinus. The simat lei. Yuchal lekvoya beliboy amitus hadavar. A little bit is boinus and a bit of sechel. You could be kveya on your heart as is emes hazoy. Eichu bo v'noisei v'noisei mamish imo yisbar. Mamish yeva matematma rekabra boinus leilim. Ulufanu hu mischanein u meitu hu muvakesh. Vu yisbarach shemea mazin loy. Kadosh Baruch Hu listen to you. Makshe u ledvarav. Kashi yedabe ish al re'eyu v're'eyu makshim shemeel eilof. Just as you're talking to your friend and he's listening to everybody, he's paying attention. It's exactly the same way when he comes to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Das is azachos v'daf nochanant, v'mishmul shapira, this. For davening, every single davening, he would chaza over this thing. I'm going to daven now, I'm practicing, I'm going to talk as if I'm going to talk to somebody who's mamish standing opposite me and he's listening to every word and everything I'll say. By ma'at is boin is a sima slave. You can be put into your heart as a slave. Second, we're saying that mamash, that's the way they daven. They daven as if they're talking mamash. But if we're rabbi, mamash to Shiva, the Hatzadik of the Rosh, you have to just to mamash. That's what I remember. That's the way he daven. He daven. Just to hear him say, the boin is shalom, chom duch zugezah. Hope that mamash lemma. Somebody give somebody a bracha. But here later on that he was traveling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I promised him. He spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamash Noise and Noise anyway, he had a mouth and mouth and a bunny shalom. My Elta Zayde, Rav Shem Shnafal Hash, he was a chazan in the shul in Frankfurt, that he would very much nice chazan, done very nicely. And he would always go up to him and thank him because you done so nicely. It was my Ma'ir Mashava. I done better because you done nice. You done nicer, it's my Ma'ir Mashava. People think better, the davening is better. You can pass the zach to be a chazan. Chazan is an achrayas. If your chazan davenes properly, everybody's his bonus is different. Chazan, some of us used to like to think, this big thinking. So he used to say once, he said, you can if you can just sit and think, that's also same now. Just to sit and think is ah. Not in the seichel, then it's the seichel. It's a murder, Hadova Ruchni, which if we use it, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person with seichel. With seichel alone, can it sukum to Gewaldige? A person bedarf klal doesn't, if he has the right shikul hadas, he's mitzyashev, with his seichel, he can come to eigene, you know, the right hachlotus in the right time. Seichel, this came past the Bria, Seichel. That was in all through the parshas, and also in this week's parsha, we see the Indian of Tfilah the emes tefillah, the emes tefillah at the right time is mamish heard and answered. It's mashpia. This week's parasha and parashas mishpatim says called amona v'yosim leisanu im ane leisanu oisoi ki im tzoik yitzik alai shomoy asher. This one is chapter amona v'yosim because ki im tzoik yitzik alai shomoy asher tzakosim. Rav Yenisim ben Azil says, what's attached to Oka over here? A room. In Yokum v'yitzvach aleichon b'tzloi. It's davening. Kodomai shma ano b'kal tzloisi u'porale. I will listen to his tefillah. So, Almon of the Yosem will daven to me, I'll listen to his tefillah. The Rabban says over there, I'm already going to say it. Rabban says, ki so it gets a kilay bevad, just tos alein miyad esh matzeh kosei einenu tzorach ledover ach klav. He doesn't need more than that. Just the daven to Rabban Shlomo, if is an almona yosem havatam ki ato loichitz oisoi mipnei she'ein lo imuishia miyodcha. Right, like Rashi says, shu shei koyach. Why is he coming to daven to me, to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because he doesn't have anybody that can help. Help him. He has no Moshia. V'hine hu neza yoysa mikol odom. A almona and a yosem is helped quicker, more than anybody else. Kishar ha'anoshim yitrichu achare Moshim yoshayishiyum. Most other people, they'll go to somebody else. Could you help me? This one's bothering me. This one's doing this and that to me. Help me. A child will go to his father. Husband, wife will go to her husband, or anybody else. They have Moshiim, they have other people. So, v'achrei oizim linkum nikmosam v'ula lo yoyilu v'lo yatzilu v'ze b'tzakosoy levad noyshe v'ashem. This almona yosem, just by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers his tefillahs right away. I think the pshat in the Ramban is, pshat is ben almona yosem, since he doesn't have any Moshiim, he says to himself, the only one I have is Rabbeinu Shlomo. I don't have anybody else that can help me. So he comes to Rabbeinu Shlomo and he says, his tefillah is a emes tefillah. Emes l'shma. There's much more l'shma in a tefillah of a almana yosem because they don't rely on anybody else's help. They don't have anybody that can help them. So mele, when the person's damas with a reina or a kavana, more l'shma, so the tefillah is accepted faster. And be'emes, this Yisoid also says in Mabit, in Beis Elikim, Shara Tefillah. It touches the Gemara, the Chazal, that says, Hamispal bat chaveira hu nena tchila. He touches Hamispal bat chaveira hu nena tchila, not his own personal bakasha. The Pasuk Pshat is, people, touch his own personal tefillah is nena tchila. Who nena tchila? That's the Meirah Chiddush. Who nena tchila? Because why? Because the person who comes to daven that Yena is not well, or Yena needs a shidduch, or Yena needs panota, that is his tefila is much more of the shema in it. Somebody himself has a tzara, and he comes to Rabbeinu Shlomo. He wants to get help. It's a mshver. It's hard. He wants to get help. He wants to get help. Epes veinig of the shema licks in them. About a person who comes to daven for Yenem, Shatis, he's come to Rabbeinu Shalom, I can't help him. I don't have Parnasa to be Parnasa. I can't be Merapa him. I can't help him any of. I'm coming to you because I know you can help him. You can help him. So Mela, Hamispal Ba'at Chveri Hu Nena Tchila, his Tfila is Nena first, faster than the person himself. Couple of words of the Chizik, Chalein Mechazik Zayin, Mechazik Zayin Ander, and Medav is Richtig, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lavala Enter, Otfidus.